So, anyone else having a blast trying to buy, essentials online?
Essentials? Like what?
You know the important things. I was trying to get a new coffee grinder the other day,
Oh.
and the website crashed right as I was checking out. No confirmation email, no order in my account, nothing.
That's rough. Sounds like a customer service nightmare.
Oh, it gets worse. Cold customer service, totally prepared to be patient, and ended up on hold for almost an hour. An hour.
Wow.
I swear, by the time I actually talked to a human, I was speaking in tongues.
I think we've all been there. But hey, isn't AI supposed to be the big solution to all this? Like revolutionize customer service, make it all smooth sailing.
That's what they say, right? All this buzz about AI changing the game for customer support. But will it live up to the hype? That's what we're diving into today with this VoiceyIn AI blog post, AI Customer Service, Beyond the Hype.
Sounds intriguing. So what's the article saying?
Well, it dives into how AI is supposed to transform the customer service experience. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's define AI customer service.
Yeah, good point. What exactly are we talking about here?
Basically, this article describes it as using technology, things like machine learning and natural language processing, to streamline customer service, understand customer needs better, and hopefully prevent those rage-inducing situations.
Okay, so no more hour-long hold times. Sign me up.
Right. And they have some pretty cool examples in the article, too. Like, one that caught my eye was how Sephora is using AI.
Sephora, the makeup store. What are they doing with AI?
They're letting you virtually try on makeup. Like, no more guessing if that shade of lipstick actually suits you.
Oh, wow. So how does that work?
Well, it uses things like augmented reality and facial recognition to actually map the makeup onto your image
Yeah.
in real time. So it's way more personalized, more interactive online shopping.
That's amazing. It sounds like AI can do some pretty cool things.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
But what about the real impact? I mean, does it actually deliver on all those promises? The article lists four major ways AI is supposed to enhance the customer service experience. First up is automating those tedious, repetitive tasks that drive customer service agents crazy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, think about it. AI is perfect for handling all the routine stuff, those
Yeah.
basic FAQs, password resets, even routing inquiries to the right department. So by taking over those tasks, AI frees up human agents to focus on the more complex stuff.
Oh.
The stuff that requires empathy, creativity, or specialized knowledge.
So faster response times, happier customers, that's the dream, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the article also talks about getting real-time responses with AI. Is that really happening today? Or are we still a ways off from that?
I think it's already happening, at least to some extent. We're seeing more and more companies using those AI-powered chatbots, the ones that can handle those basic questions 24/7.
Which frees up the human agents for the trickier stuff, right?
Yeah.
Which brings us to the next point, personalized solutions. But can AI really understand what each individual customer wants? Or is that still something only a human can do?
Well, that's the goal, right? And it's where things get really interesting with AI. Because it can actually analyze all sorts of customer data, like your purchase history, what you've been browsing online, even social media activity to figure out what you like, and then tailor recommendations and offers just for you.
Okay, I'll admit that's kind of cool. But it also feels a little, I don't know, big brother-ish. Like, is AI keeping tabs on everything I do online now? And speaking of things that make you a little uneasy, the article also mentions some risks with all this AI stuff.
Right, there are definitely two sides to every coin.
And some of those risks kind of freak me out, to be honest. Like, what about my privacy? If AI is tracking everything I do online, that's a bit creepy, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge concern. These AI systems can gather a massive amount of data about us, which raises some big questions about how that data is being used and protected. Like, are companies being upfront about what they're collecting and why? Are they doing enough to keep our information secure?
Exactly. It's not just about companies misusing my data, right? What about those AI errors everyone's talking about, like the chatbots that go haywire and give terrible advice?
Right. Those AI errors, they're definitely a risk. I mean, AI is still pretty new, and like any new tech, there are going to be some hiccups along the way.
And those hiccups can backfire big time on companies,
Oh,
right?
for sure. The article really stresses that. Like, if an AI chatbot gives out wrong info or makes a bad decision, it can really damage a company's reputation.
And once that trust is gone, it's tough to get back.
Exactly. Like that saying, trust takes years to build, seconds to break, and forever to repair.
Ugh, too true. And then there's the big one, job security. Are robots coming for all the customer service jobs?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's definitely something to consider.
Because people's livelihoods are at stake.
Absolutely. But it's a complex issue. The article actually presents a more balanced view. Like, it acknowledges that AI might automate certain tasks,
which could lead to job losses.
Right, but it also creates opportunities for new types of jobs. Like, someone needs to design, implement, and maintain these AI systems. And we can't forget about the need for human oversight. AI can handle the routine stuff, but for those really complex issues that require empathy, creativity, specialized knowledge, we still need humans.
So maybe it's not about robots replacing humans, but robots and humans working together.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance. Mm-hmm. The future of customer service is likely a hybrid model where AI handles the routine tasks and humans provide those uniquely human skills that are hard to replicate with machines.
Okay, I like the sound of that. But this all feels very theoretical. Can we get into some real-world examples?
Yeah.
The article mentions how AI is changing things up in different industries like retail, finance, even healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
What's one area that stood out to you? You know, since we were talking about those concerns about data privacy and AI, I was really drawn to the section on flipped hair. It really struck me how AI could be so powerful in a field where privacy is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just about targeted ads or anything like that. The article talked about how AI is being used to actually improve patient care, make healthcare more efficient. Like, some hospitals are using AI to analyze medical images, things like x-rays and CT scans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that can help doctors spot diseases earlier, make more accurate diagnoses.
That's incredible. But it also makes all those concerns about AI errors even bigger.
Yeah.
Right? The stakes are way higher when it's about healthcare.
Yeah, no doubt. The article acknowledges that. It talks about how AI and healthcare has its own unique set of challenges and risks, and really emphasizes how important rigorous testing and validation are to make sure patients are safe. They also talk about the need for clear guidelines and regulations around data privacy and security in healthcare. It's not about replacing doctors with AI, it's about AI supporting and enhancing their expertise.
Makes sense. So we've been talking about all this cool AI stuff, but what about the actual software behind it all? What are companies using to actually make this happen?
Well, the article dives into different categories. You've got your AI-powered help desks and chatbots, virtual assistants, even tools that use generative AI to create content. It's a pretty wild world out there.
It really is. Was there any particular software or approach that you found interesting?
Since we're on the topic of healthcare, I was really intrigued by the part about AI-powered virtual assistants. There's this company, Nuance Communications, that develops AI solutions specifically for healthcare providers.
Well, I've heard of them.
They have this platform that can actually transcribe conversations between doctors and patients in real time.
Wow, so no more scribbling notes.
Exactly. Saves doctors a ton of time on paperwork and lets them focus more on their patients.
That's amazing. So, big picture time. What are your thoughts on the future of AI in customer service? Are we headed to this utopia of instant support and personalized experiences, or will we all end up missing the good old days of talking to a human?
You know, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think AI has incredible potential to transform customer service, make it faster, more efficient, and yes, more personalized. But we can't ignore the potential downsides.
Right, like we've been talking about.
Exactly. Companies really need to prioritize ethical considerations, data privacy, transparency, all of that needs to be front and center as they implement these AI solutions. And we need to make sure humans are still a core part of the customer service experience, you know, providing that empathy, complex, problem-solving, genuine human connection that AI just can't replicate, at least not yet.
Well said, well said. This has been a fascinating deep dive. Thanks for breaking it all down with me.
My pleasure. Always happy to chat about AI. It's an exciting time.
It really is. And for you listening, we want to hear from you. How do you see AI shaping your future interactions with businesses? Are you excited about the possibilities? Nervous about the risks? Let us know what you think. Until next time, keep exploring, and we'll catch you on our next deep dive.